I feel incompetent in a lot of ways these days. So much feels so new, so different, so strange. Whether you are learning how to work from home, work with protective gear, or find work when your industry has collapsed, whether you are learning how to help your children learn from home, learn online, or learn with a mask on their sweet faces, whether you are dealing with hurricanes, fires, or derechos, I would wager that most of you feel as I do, incompetent. We want to serve and glorify God here in this little piece of the earth where He has placed us. We want to love well the people God has placed within our small sphere of influence. Yet all too often in these oh too so bizarre days, we feel as though it takes all that we have inside of us just to survive. We are hanging on by sheer grit, and even that fails us at times. What are we to do when our hearts desire to do great things for God's kingdom, yet all of our energy is focused on not surrendering completely to the difficulties of life? I have discovered that it helps to think about fish. Well, to be specific, fish and bread. Remember the time when Jesus fed 5,000 men, plus women and children? When the hour for supper arrived, Jesus looked around and asked if anyone had any food to share. Jesus, the bread of life, the one who spoke grain into being, asked for help in feeding his people. While the grown-up Jesus followers were staring gape-mouthed in disbelief at each other, a little boy came up with his tiny little lunch and offered it to Jesus. He only had enough for himself, and probably barely enough at that, but he offered what he had to Jesus. And Jesus took that inadequate offering and multiplied it to feed all of those masses who were hungry, with abundance left over. So rest in what Jesus is capable of doing, rather than in what you are capable of doing. Simply offer Him what little you have, and trust that He can make it more than enough. You are not asked to do great things, only to offer what you have to the One who has done great things over and above all that you could ask or imagine. Be still and rest in His more than competent hands.